or doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid in Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
9 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour, relieving a San Francisco priest of his duty.
We're asking for the removal of Father Ilo and Father Driscoll from Star of the Sea Parish. We think they don't belong in a parish where there's an active elementary school.
KGO has learned parents at the Star of the Sea Church are preparing tonight to formally ask for the removal of Father Joseph Ilo. Ilo, as we first told you on Thursday, was the subject of a civil lawsuit 10 years ago, alleging he tried to cover up two cases of pre-sex abuse and inflicted emotional distress on an 11-year-old girl who turned to him for help. Ilo came to the Star of the Sea in August from Modesto, and parents there have been concerned about his leadership even before this newest revelation. Christy Brooks says her sons brought home a religious study guide recently that was filled with wildly inappropriate questions for children at a K-8 school.
From the examination of conscience pamphlet that was handed to the children, did I perform impure acts on myself, masturbation, or with another, adultery, fornication, or sodomy? Think about a 7-year-old reading some of this.
Brooks says parents will formally ask controversial Archbishop Salvatore Cordiglione to remove Father Ilo from the Star of the Sea. They'll do that tomorrow. They'll also ask for the removal of his lieutenant, Father Patrick Driscoll. Cal has fired that assistant football coach busted in a prostitution sting 8 days ago in Oakland. 30-year-old Pierre Ingram was charged with misdemeanor solicitation. He was one of five so-called Johns arrested in the anti-human trafficking operation. Ingram was Cal's recruiting coordinator. A Cupertino teen is back home tonight with his family. 17-year-old Connor Sullivan had been missing since Monday. Santa Clara County Sheriff Sergeant James Jensen says Sullivan, though, was never far from home.
He walked through Fremont Older Space, was hiking. He went on different trails. Every night he was missing, he spent underneath the bleachers at Monta Vista High School. He used the restrooms, the porta potties on Monta Vista High School's campus. He ate a fruit from the trees that were on campus and or around campus.
Jensen says Sullivan told his parents it was a spur-of-the-moment decision to disappear. He gave no other explanation. Binge drinking is exploding in the Bay Area, and women are primarily fueling the increase. It seems they're drinking more like men. This is Bill Kerr. He's with the Alcohol Research Group in Emeryville.
Working in similar places, maybe more socializing than there used to be, and so women's drinking patterns are becoming more similar.
In Santa Clara County, binge drinking by women is up by almost 36%, although not by as much. Men are also drinking more.
With our booming economy here, I think we do have an influx of young people who in general tend to drink more.
Still holding the title for the most binge drinkers of any county in California, San Francisco, with 24% saying they binge drink.
That is KGO 810's Paul Rogers. Well, it seems same-sex marriage is becoming increasingly accepted by Americans. KGO 810's Mark Richards now with the latest numbers on the eve of the Supreme Court's hearings.
We don't know how the Supreme Court will rule after next Tuesday's hearing on the question of whether states can refuse to grant marriage licenses to gay couples. The hearing also tackles the question about those states which refuse to recognize same-sex marriages, which were performed legally elsewhere. It's becoming clear, though, that Americans as a whole support the rights of same-sex couples to wed. A new Washington Post ABC poll shows same-sex marriage and the attached rights for those couples are accepted now by 61% of the respondents. Only 35% of those surveyed continue to oppose marriage of anyone other than one man and one woman. Currently, only 13 states continue to completely ban same-sex marriage.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:04.
I don't know. I wouldn't say we're rich, but, but we're comfortable. We got here the hard way by putting everything into our business and sacrificing our own personal gains. But we don't own any fancy cars, don't get me wrong, or take expensive trips. I mean, everything has gone into our company. And now we're at a point where we want to enjoy the fruits of our labor. You know, we're proud of what we did. We need more than just a savings account. We need a bank that helps us develop a plan to grow and protect what we've built. I guess I could say that I expect my bank to work as hard as we have for our money.
When it's time, come to Comerica. From succession plans and investments to tax and wealth planning, we've been helping business owners build and protect their wealth for over 164 years. To learn more, schedule an appointment with a Comerica Wealth Management Advisor. and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
It is 9:05 on KGO. Time again for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We'll take a look in Antioch first. Eastbound 4, it's construction that's got folks crawling right now from Lone Tree Way back to just before Somersville Road. Good news, in San Francisco, northbound 101 at Mission Street, that three-vehicle accident there has been completely cleared, and now you've got no delays at all. Although, southbound 101 in the city, construction is causing minor delays right now from about Hospital Curve almost down to Mansell Street. But they're brief, like I say. And don't forget, in San Francisco, you've got weekend-long construction going on right now on Van Ness Avenue in both directions. In fact, between Geary Boulevard and Post Street, they've got all lanes closed and they're diverting traffic. 680 northbound at the Benicia Bridge tolls, a blue minivan has broken down, blocking a left lane there, creating only slightly heavier than usual traffic at the tolls at the moment. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the Giants' three-game winning streak came to an end tonight. G-men losing to the Rockies in Denver 6-4. And we've got a pitching duel tonight out at the O.co. A's Astros tied at nothing, top of the eighth. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. We're told it is raining outside, and it may rain a good bit over the night. Here is KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
The rain will move in around 9 o'clock in the North Bay and then spread southward by 11 p.m. The ground will be wet when you wake up tomorrow morning. That's because the showers will be coming through the Bay Area during the overnight hours and really through here by about 6, 7 o'clock in the morning.
So that means breezy and cooler on Saturday, partly cloudy, temperatures mid-50s to upper 60s, dry and warmer on Sunday. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly cloudy skies, 55 in Napa, 55 Dublin, 55 in Fairfield, lots of 55s, 56 in Oakland, 58 in San Jose, and 54 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Tell them to turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, boys.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
I love this show.
Me too.
Hit it!
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Holy potatoes, it looks like there is precipitation falling in downtown San Francisco right now.
Did you leave your car windows down? Oh, I hope not.
I know better. It's downtown San Francisco. That wouldn't happen anyway. Okay, but nonetheless, the rain is good. And I guess it will rain most of the night. God knows we need it. All right, so that's the good news. So let's get to this. This is you found this earlier in the day, and this gets really kind of weird, doesn't it? I mean, this incident that sparked tensions between the ideals of patriotism and free speech that culminated in a mass protest that shut down this campus of this State University in Georgia. Yeah, today. Now, according to a lot of the local media outlets, there are thousands of protesters from around the state flooded onto the college campus to fly American flags. What was this all about? All of this started last weekend. Yeah.
Right. Because, let's see, was it last week? Different demonstration was going on, and actually in support of people who feel that they were done wrong in Ferguson. So the students were supporting them. So in doing so, they stepped on an American flag. So this Air Force veteran stepped to them to try to tell them what she thought, and the police got involved in everything. And of course, the irony is, if you're an Air Force veteran, you fought for our rights to free speech, which the students were demonstrating. So she gets involved, and we have tape of what she said to the students and the whole conflict.
Okay. That's not yours. Actually, it is. Anytime it's been torn or ripped, it needs to be properly disposed of.
Oh, so we're going to take care of that.
This belongs to the entire United States.
It's not yours.
Oh, my God.
I like that girl for standing up for herself. So the first thing she says is, you know, don't take our flag or something like that. And then this, I believe it's Michelle Manhart, is holding the flag, like clutching it and saying that the girl says, this isn't yours. And she says, actually, it is. No, it's not. It belongs to the entire United States of America. And I'm going to properly dispose of it. And the video, it looks like, is shot by a friend of hers who, once things get really ugly, the police actually, you know, take this Michelle Manhart to the ground and handcuff her. Me, while I'm watching it because of my views, I'm going, taser, taser. But the friend, so they're leading her off to the cop car, and the friend doing the interview says this to the police officer.
Can
Can I ask you a question? Is there a reason you didn't stick up for her grabbing the flag? Is there a reason you didn't stick up
because
for her grabbing the flag?
Because when we told her to release her, she did not.
So you arrested her because she wouldn't release the flag to the people who had it on the ground?
No, to me.
You wouldn't release it to you?
Exactly, to the officers that were lawfully asking to return her property that did not belong to her.
And what about the other female that had the flag in her hands as well? What do you say about that?
So it's clear this woman thinks that girl in the protest should have been arrested for what she was doing, not realizing that, again, it is her right to free speech to do so.
Well, was she stomping all over the flag, or did the flag simply hit the ground and somebody walked
on it
by
mistake?
No, they
walked on it on
purpose. Oh, they were walking on
it. You are allowed to do that.
Yes. Well, it's your civil protest. And by the way, it wasn't wildly out of control. And I don't want you to think that the cops went ballistic or anything.
No.
They calmly walked over and said, ladies, let's be civil here. And that was the result of it. I mean,
they were really trying to return the flag to its rightful owner.
Right,
Michelle
exactly.
wouldn't give in.
Right. Yeah, she wouldn't. And she said, you know, this flag belongs to America, everybody. And I represent all of America, and I will take it and properly dispose of it.
And I'll have to look this up. Nope, there it is. I remembered this from earlier in the week. Chip posted this photo of her. So it's important that you not walk on the flag, but you can pose naked with a flag draped over your body. That is okay. So this woman's just trying to make a name for herself, it looks like, and probably get on Fox News, I'm guessing.
I was just going to say that. We'll see that tonight on Hannity.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a hero, to these people.
An entire hour on that.
Oh, there's some other naked pictures of her.
Oh, fine.
Oh, she's definitely a media whore. Wait a minute.
Well, that means we're going to have to get to all the reasons you have to be doozing it with your spouse every single night. Yes.
Let's shake that up
while Hannity's on the air. Why not? Oh, by the way, I love this story, too. This is great. So a student council member at his high school, Anthony Martinez, is often tasked with planning school dances. But the 17-year-old, who is gay, says that he never gets asked out.
Aww.
Until now, that is.
I love that. He's always on the committee and doesn't get to go.
Of course not. So Martinez, who attends Desert Oasis High School in Las Vegas, Nevada, I shared on Twitter this week that he was asked to the prom by someone entirely unexpected. Turned out that it was his best friend, Jacob, who is straight, by the way.
Are we sure?
Yeah. For the proposal, this guy, Jacob, wearing camouflage pants in the photo, created this banner, big banner with his other buddies. It says, "You're hella gay, I'm hella straight, but you're like my mother, so be my date, D8. Yes.
Oh.
And so this Jacob guy went on to tell this newspaper that he decided to surprise Martinez with the proposal after seeing his friend tweet about wanting a date for the event. I decided to go, you know, on going to the date alone because my original date didn't work out so well. Then I saw Anthony, who is my best friend, tweeting about wanting a date. So I came up with this poster idea, asked my friend Mia to make it, and I asked him the next day. It was a giant surprise to everyone, especially Anthony. Thrilled Martinez expressed his gratitude
to
his BFF
great.
On social media. So, you know, they're going on a date. He's my best friend and a real man, given the fact that he had the guts to fulfill my
That's
gay
adorable.
Student council dream. Yes.
That is the good news.
That is good news.
And it's so heartwarming.
Yeah.
I hope we can find pictures of them at prom in June or May or whenever they
just,
go.
If you just want to Google that, you can post it because it looks like half the school's behind the banner.
Oh,
it's
that's
very cool.
So great. Look at kids being so great and mature. Unlike some people like Father Ilo, who doesn't seem to get the world he lives in.
Along with the rest of the archdiocese.
Well, not everyone. That's
not fair. Yeah, maybe the archbishop.
And the people that flipped out about Jeremy Renner and the other actor said about the Black Widow. Like, they're just joking.
Yes, it's just a joke. Yeah, they had to apologize for the Avengers because they said this.
She's a slut.
I was going to say something along that line.
The Black Widow.
Because.
Trick, man.
Just flirting with everybody.
She has a prosthetic leg anyway.
I mean, I like that you said that the kid said that he said you're hella gay in the promposal.
Yeah, no, it's great. No, you have to post it because the picture is totally awesome. They're like, they have the student bodies behind it.
You can't call him hella gay.
Yeah, well, he just did, and he said yes, and they're going to the prom, you know.
Well, tweet it out at Generation Drex. Join us. And more of the Late Night Late Show continuing. By the way, all of that silliness, if you're just joining, you know, calling her a slut, that was, people were saying, oh my God, you're calling Scarlett Johansson a slut. No, it's the Black Widow, the character that she plays in the movie. And sure enough, these guys, under pressure, I'm sure, had to tweet out an apology today. Apparently, they don't carry the same weight as Robert Downey Jr., who just got up and walked out and did the right thing. All right, more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way. Oh, should we doos this? Speaking of doosing it?
Oh, yeah.
Why you should be doosing it every night?
Coming
every
up,
night.
Why you're going to have sex
every night.
Every night. Starting tonight.
Every
Do
night.
Do you hear me?
On the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Jewelry from Shane Company is the ideal graduation gift. For a woman, her first set of pearls or her first diamond solitaire earrings will be cherished for a lifetime. We have the largest selection in every price range. Another great gift idea is our Italian gold bar necklace, which can be personalized with an engraving. For guys, we have many engravable gifts for his neck and wrist, as well as rings, cufflinks, and tie pins. Our craftsmanship's superb, and our styles are really on point. For a graduation gift that beautifully expresses your love and pride, for either a man or a woman, and with quality to last a lifetime, come to Shane Company or visit ShaneCo.com.
Now you have a friend in the diamond business, Shane Company, in Cupertino, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Open weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at ShaneCo.com.
A lot has changed over the years, but one thing has remained the same, and that's the great advice you've always gotten from Greg O'Donnell of the O'Donnell Financial Group. Right now, the O'Donnell Financial Group is offering its Family Plus loan with an interest rate of 3.625%. That's right, 3.625%. And if you happen to have a loan less or greater than $625,500, then Greg has the loan for you. So call them right now and get a super low rate at O'Donnell Financial. They provide custom financial offerings designed to meet your specific needs. They make the loan process easy and can fund your loan in a matter of weeks. Call them now at 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. Licensed by the CalBRE number 0119842 6, APR 3.875%. Not all applicants will qualify. Remember, you must have an income as defined by the IRS.
When you need to find a car at a price that's right, that red and blue sign is just within sight. Roll in,
roll in
to CarQuest and roll on.
Domestic, European, or Asian, CarQuest has the right parts to keep you safely on the road. With over 800,000 products available, you're sure to find exactly what you need when you visit CarQuest Auto Parts. Great people, great products, great prices.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Governor Brown has declared a statewide drought emergency, mandating all homeowners to cut water consumption by 25%. You could face serious penalties if you don't act now. I'm Larry Green, CEO of System Pavers, and studies show that water usage for your lawn can be as high as 60% of total household consumption. Luckily, we've got you covered because System Pavers installs a beautiful, eco-friendly synthetic lawn called SP Turf. This lush green surface has the look and feel of traditional grass with none of the maintenance hassles, and more importantly, you'll never have to water your lawn again. Plus, it comes with a 10-year warranty. Act now and avoid having an ugly, dry, brown lawn or getting penalized for water usage. Call 844-MY-SP-TURF. Lowering water consumption is no longer a choice. It's a mandate. Call System Pavers today. 844-MY-SP-TURF. 844-469-7788 or systempavers.com.
Contractors license number 661575.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
Later that night.
Welcome to Movies Till Sunrise.
It's early in the morning.
I'm going to a party tonight and I know I'm going to get arrested.
Party on, dudes!
It's midnight. He has to start his night.
Y'all want this party started right now.
Late Show wrap up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO. here we go. It's KGO to go.
Oh, honey, the party's just starting.
Are we having a slumber party?
It's like one continual party.
Am I a good girl?
Hey, no, what are y'all doing in your pajamas?
I gotta fight for my right to party.
A quick midnight snack.
Okay, girls, time to get to the party.
The land of the midnight sun.
Yeah, no kidding. We're the binge drinking capital of the United States. So what the hell? Party all night long. And by the way, the binge drinking is actually a factoid. Yes, released today.
We are Wisconsin and the Appalachian Mountains actually win. But we're up there.
Yeah, but the binge drinking highest in San Francisco. But the most stunning stat that came out of the entire survey was that the fact that in Santa Clara County, binge drinking amongst women is up over 38%. 38.5% to be exact.
Crazy.
Yeah. So get your party on. Let the vino flow. I'm sure that it is. Why not? And this is a good reason to have sex with your spouse every night or your significant other.
But do it before you've had four drinks.
by the way, yes, that's absolutely right. Yes, if we had that story earlier. If you want to get the truth out of someone, have sober sex with them, and then whatever you want to know, you can ask afterward, and you will find out the truth, because that's the whole oxytocin thing. But it does not work when you're hammered.
Right.
So there you have it. All right, so would you like to do number one? Because we've got a
lot
of these.
I thought you were doing one.
Okay, I'll do uno. It provides much-needed couple time.
Did we say what this is that we're doing?
Yes, reasons to have sex with your significant other every single night.
Every night.
And I think that's a bit much, but I'll go with it anyway. It provides some much-needed couple time. Yes, so the story goes, especially if you have kids, you know, spend the rest of you're physically exhausted from the kids and all of that. So why not show affection and enjoy pleasing each other?
Everyone says they're so tired, but just do it. You'll feel better. Number two reason to have sex with your spouse every night, it leads to more PDA outside of the bedroom. Or is it the other way around? Maybe the PDA led to the bedroom. But in any case, it'll keep you closer.
All right. I'm not sure. I certainly don't agree with the first one I read, but we'll move on. Number three, I agree with that one. Number three, it can work out if you do it right.
It is a workout.
Yes.
I love that. That is so true.
Okay.
And number four, it gets you out of your head for a little while. Think about what a great stress reliever it is, because then you're not thinking of that toddler that's crying down the hall.
Right. It builds trust. That's for sure.
Of course, like you said about the oxytocin.
Yeah, sexual frontiers take a lot of trust in your partner and not screw it up. So obviously, if you're going to be doozing it every night, you have to be doing something different. You can't, it's no wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am, or sir.
Maybe it is.
You got to mix it up.
Another reason to have sex with your spouse every night, it's a way to connect without speaking. Oh, that's so sweet.
That's brilliant. That is a wonderful reason.
I've had people I dated where I'd much rather have sex with them than listen to them. So that works.
Yes.
Shut up. Yes. Do your thing. Yes.
You might end up arguing less.
Of course. Again, yes. I think the oxytocin there, it forces you. This is fun. Here's what you were just alluding to get creative.
Because
you're not going to want to do it the same way every night in the same room necessarily.
Well, here's what I'm thinking too.
Or in a room at all.
Actually, if you would do it every night, at least if you would commit to a period of time, you could explore your fantasies as an individual.
Oh, I'd be taking it to the garage.
Right. It could get more naughtier. All the things that you do when he or she isn't around and when you're taking care of yourself, what's floating through your mind when you're doing your own business. Yeah, then you would be able to share that with your partner, I think.
I don't recommend doing it in the bathroom at Chuck E. Cheese, though, when there's a child's birthday party going on outside
or any other time. That that's not one of your fantasies.
It isn't.
Okay, good.
I just think it probably is for someone else.
Oh my God. Well, nobody in this place are here in this room. Anyway, it's easier to schedule than a formal date.
Yeah, because you don't have to get dressed up. It's also
amen for that. Nor do you have to leave the house. I love that.
Another reason to have sex every night. One word. Orgasms.
Amen. It always feels much better. Everything seems much better with the world. It improves self-esteem. Okay, it is, brought a new level of happiness to you, maybe. All right.
Don't you feel awesome about yourself afterwards? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's also a guaranteed mood booster.
I would agree. And if you use it, you won't lose it. And so that's
always
what they say.
Sex is very, very good for your health.
But I do want to tell you something. So if you're out dating tonight, or you're in the dating scene, or you're single, newly divorced, or whatever, it's always good to kick off a potential relationship with a giant pile of lies. Get ready, people. Unfortunately, we're going the other way here. So this new survey finds that 2/3 of people admit they lie on the first date. That means 3 out of 5 times, you know, okay, you go out with someone new, they're not going to be totally honest with you. It was 61%. I made it 66. In case you care. easier to say 2/3. But anyway, the most common lie that women tell is, well, want to guess?
That I don't have a cat.
No.
When I do.
It's age.
Oh, my God.
Karen, our board operator, just got it. Yeah. They usually, I want to make sure I say this right before I get myself in trouble.
I never understand that.
Hold on before you pet your kitty. The most common lie that women tell is about how old they are. They usually shave off 3 to 5 years.
And then the person goes, you look like crap for 32. This is such a bad idea.
There is that. There's also much more likely. They're also much more likely than men to lie about their name, possibly to avoid Facebook stalking or serious stalking.
Oh my God! I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah, that's probably an okay thing.
Wow.
Have you ever done that? I mean,
I just don't tell people my last name.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I can see where that would work.
And I block my phone number.
Right. But you don't have a pseudo name, because I used to when I would do this anonymously.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, we're in media and it's
all
about the voice.
Well, you did some freaky stuff.
Perhaps.
You're so nailed.
Yeah. Yes, so I do have a different name.
That I use
when
I go to the club.
When I used to go to the club and roll out of the club. The most common lie men tell is about how much money they make. On average, they try to seem like they're about 20% richer than they actually are. I'm not sure that's a good idea.
I can see
when the booze is rolling that would happen, but it's not a good idea, because then there are over expectations of you spending your money.
Just like the age thing. And,
yes.
And I have to say, I don't think I've ever been on a date where someone's money has come up in conversation.
Well, you know, it's the swagger, you know.
You don't say
the
salary.
Rolex or the Apple. That would be the Apple Watch. Look at my 5,000.
Oh, what time is it? Our reservation. Yeah. She should be seating us by now.
Let me ask my watch.
Now, that said, someone did say, that they, you know, cashed out their stock options, blah, 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 blah,
blah.
Oh,
yeah, all of that crap.
Oh,
yes.
You know, I'm not saying, you know, I am set for life.
Next time we go out, we'll go out in the Maserati or the Lamborghini.
Yeah, I retired early.
Yeah, I've got a Tesla waiting for me. I've got to go. Okay, so when does the lying stop? 44% of people say they come clean by the third date. 22% wait until they say, I love you. And 9%, almost 10%. So yikes. 10% of all of us don't get it until we get married.
Oh, my God.
And 25% never tell the truth until they're caught.
And then you find out you're with a liar. Yeah. I really abhor lying.
All right. The cat thing sounds better and better, doesn't it? No, not really. All right.
Owning a cat and being single? I don't know if I like cats enough to be that lady.
You know, the cat lady thing, I don't know what I did with that. Anyway, we'll make more. Don't worry, more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the way on KGOA 10.
Join the San Francisco Symphony for the music of Mahler and Bernstein, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas, May 7th through the 10th. Together, MTT and the Symphony have become some of the most highly acclaimed interpreters of Mahler and Bernstein's music. This incredible concert features Mahler's stunningly beautiful 4th Symphony and Bernstein's emotional 2nd Symphony with pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet. Floor seats start at $59. $10. Call 415-864-6000 or visit sfsymphony.org.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. If you owe the IRS, they want their money now, and it's their right to get it. The truth is they would rather settle for less than bother you more, and that's why they've launched the Fresh Start program to help solve your tax problem once and for all. You could now qualify for a settlement that saves you thousands. No one knows this program better than the attorneys at Optima Tax Relief. They will fight to get you the best settlement.
Call 800-317-1753. 800-317-1753.
Only the Home Depot has Ryobi's cordless 40-volt string trimmer. Just $139. Let's get the power of gas in a battery and a trimmer in your hands. With 40 volts of cordless freedom, there's no place you won't go. Except maybe a gas station. Let's do this. Ryobi's 40-volt string trimmer, just $139. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid in Continental U.S. only. See store for details.
Adam Sandler's pissing everybody off. We'll talk about that coming up. Well, not everybody, but a bunch of Native Americans for sure. And we'll go to the classic joke book files and Rodney Dangerfield coming up on the Drex Radio Show. But first, let's check in with the KGO Newsroom and John Lobertini.
Thank you, Drex. Topping our news at the bottom of the hour, a protest tonight in San Francisco's Mission District over the death of a man at the hands of San Francisco police.
People can lie. Physical evidence doesn't lie.
The family of a Guatemalan man is now suing the SFPD after what it calls his murder. KGO 810's Mike Simpson fills us in.
Amilcar Perez Lopez was shot six times at Folsom and 24th after two plainclothes officers said he came at them with a knife. Now a new version of events.
We are going to show the full extent of the lies.
Arnaldo Casillas is representing Amilcar's family in a civil rights lawsuit. He says interviews and a private autopsy show the 20-year-old couldn't have been charging officers because he was running away and was shot in the back.
The trajectory of the bullets support what the eyewitnesses to the shooting saw.
And now a cautionary tale for those protesters. Three men have been sentenced to 16 months in state prison for looting the Smart and Final store in downtown Oakland in early last November during a protest following the decision not to indict a police officer for the death of a robbery suspect in Ferguson, Missouri. And it was a rocky day for the SFPD. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, the city has settled a whistleblower lawsuit filed by a former police department attorney. The Chronicle reports the city agreed to a $725,000 settlement with Kelly O'Hare, who says she was fired by Police Chief Greg Suhr for exposing his mishandling of a domestic violence case. The city said O'Hare had been fired because of budgetary reasons. The settlement comes as jury selection was about to begin in O'Hare's suit against Chief Suhr and the city. And staying in San Francisco, hundreds of Armenians around the Bay Area gathering tonight in front of City Hall to remember the modern era's first genocide. Here's KGO 810's Brian Pelletier.
100 years ago, 1.5 million Armenian Christians were taken from their homes and killed by the Ottoman Turkish government. It's a crime that today's Turkish rulers refuse to recognize. Organizers of the event at City Hall are hoping for that recognition and possibly reparations.
Proclamations, even apologies, can be forgotten or later qualified, disavowed, or withdrawn. Reparations cannot.
Dr. David Balabanian also says that Turkey will not have a respected place in the family of nations until it stops denying the Armenian genocide.
30,000 people in the Bay Area claim Armenian heritage.
Hi, can I get a tall latte?
Sure, name?
Well, and that was probably a free latte today if she walked into a Starbucks after 4 o'clock this afternoon. It seems the computers went down across the United States and Canada, leaving thousands of locations unable to process sales transactions. We're talking about 7,000 stores in the U.S., 1,000 in Canada. Those stores that didn't close stayed open and gave away free coffee. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 9:33.
Spring is in the air. Unfortunately, so is the pollen. Your air ducts are spitting out last year's dust and pollen. No wonder you're starting to sneeze. Thank goodness for Zero Res, the Bay Area's go-to carpet, upholstery, air ducts, and grout cleaners. We recently had the Zero Res technicians clean three of our carpeted rooms. They weren't just prompt, they were early. And stains that had been in our family room from years of bending the rules and allowing meals by the TV are gone. We're not embarrassed to have the neighbors over anymore. Call now to take advantage of an amazing deal. $39 a room if you clean three rooms. Plus, Get a 20-foot hallway clean for free, but only for the first 10 callers. Restrictions apply. Commercial customers get free quotes. Call 877-321-0739. If your allergies are kicking in, you should know an air duct cleaning by Zero Res is surprisingly inexpensive and may even be less than the allergy medicine you're buying. Call Zero Res at 877-321-0739 to jump on this deal for the first 10 callers. Or go to ZeroBayArea.com.
Hey, neighbor. Ever suffer from lawn envy? Your neighborhood Ace can help. Just stop by Ace this weekend, buy a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and get Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food for free. That's a $15.99 value. You won't find a better deal this season. April 24th through the 26th at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details. Covers 5,000 square feet. Limit 1. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
We are coming up on 9:35 here at KGO. Time now for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. In San Francisco, now on southbound 101 before 16th, you got an accident blocking the second lane. That's got things stop and go back to Bryant Street. Northbound 101 is beginning to slow again, but only stop and go back to about 16th. Eastbound 80, well, it's still stop and go from 101 to Fremont, but moves quite a bit better across the Bay Bridge to the tolls, even though it is a little bit slow. Don't forget, all weekend in San Francisco, both directions of Van Ness are shut down between Geary Boulevard and Post Street. They're just doing some construction work there, so they're diverting traffic. Don't let that catch you off guard. San Rafael, 580 eastbound, construction delays still going on. It's very heavy between Main Street out to about midspan. And in Antioch, eastbound 4, construction has still got it just hardly moving at all from Lone Tree Way back to before Summersville Road. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Giants lose to the Rockies 6-4 tonight. A's Astros tied at nothing, bottom of the 10th. Don't forget those roadways are wet outside. Rain moving into the North Bay about 9 o'clock tonight. By 11, we're told it should be in the South Bay. And one more thing, if you're heading to the Sierra, you better have snow chains. Here's KGO 810 meteorologist Sandhya Patel.
Winter weather advisory is going up tonight at 11 p.m. and it runs until 5 p.m. Saturday above 5,500 feet. Expecting 3 to 8 inches of snow at that elevation. Everything's through here before most of you wake up, so around 6, 7 o'clock. The second half of your weekend is dry if you do have outdoor plans. Low 60s to the mid 70s.
Right now around the Bay Area, we've got overcast skies and nothing but 50s. 55 in Concord, 52 Santa Rosa, 54 in Livermore, 55 Oakland, 58 in San Jose, and 55 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
And away we go with the late night, late show wrap-up on KGO 810.
The Apple Watch is set to arrive in stores tomorrow. We begin a new era in human history. Instead of staring at our phones to avoid talking to other people, we'll stare at our watches to avoid them. The Apple Watch, they say, is going to completely revolutionize the way we accidentally take pictures of our wrists. I love Apple products. I have all Apple stuff, but I am so intensely uninterested in the Apple Watch that it has actually somehow made me very interested in it. Does that make any sense? It seems so unnecessary that it makes me wonder, like, what new power could this thing possibly possess? It must do something, right? I'm waiting for the Apple grandfather clock to come to the market.
Oh, and it will. And it will. It'll be the size of a quarter, though. But nonetheless, pretty much like the watch. Watch out. So, yeah, you know, that's the thing. Have you seen one yet? I am intrigued, but...
just, pictures.
When I was... Oh, yes, we were talking about the fact that, we have been nailed nationally for our binge drinking here in the Bay Area, especially over Santa Clara County. And I did. I think a couple Saturday nights ago, I ordered one. And then I woke up Sunday morning. I'm like, oh, crap, you didn't. And then I immediately canceled it.
Are you kidding?
No, I did. Wait, I spent like $450.
You binge drank and ordered a watch.
Yes,
and then...
of course. I try to stay away from the internet. It's a good idea when you're drinking on a Saturday night near an iPad.
Definitely don't get on OkCupid.
Okay. Oh, I know. That's... Yeah, autocorrect and all of that stuff. No. I know, and thank God for drafts. I can't tell you. Drafts have saved my life. Can you imagine email without drafts? Do you save drafts?
There's some drafts.
Okay, yeah, but I can tell you.
You need to use drafts. Like, you're talking about how great it is, but you don't always use it.
Well, most of the time I do, Heather. And if I'm communicating with somebody that, you know, I'm safe with, I'm okay.
Okay.
Okay. Why, did I send you something inappropriate?
Not inappropriate.
Not inappropriate, but just a little nutty. Okay. All right. So speaking of things that are crazy, how about this? So check this out. About a dozen Native American actors and actresses walked off the set of Adam Sandler's upcoming Western Wednesday because they felt, have you heard this? They felt like they were being disrespected. The movie's Native cultural advisor went with them. Now, the movie's called The Ridiculous Six. So, you know, it's a parody of The Magnificent Seven. Classic old Western. So you kind of knew what you were getting into when it was called The Ridiculous Six. But anyway, it's the first Adam Sandler movie exclusively for Netflix. But apparently the jokes about the Indians went too far. Native actor Lauren Anthony says the indignities included jokes at the expense of female characters who had names like Beaver's Breath and No Bra. Also, they were supposed to be Apache, but they were costumed as Comanche. Anthony says he and others were given the brush off when they tried to approach the director and some of the producers with their concerns. And, quote, they were just treated, you know, us as
if
why
would a comedy
if we
even
should be on their
hire
side.
Some people that know what they're talking about to advise on a film where they're just going to run amok anyway?
Well, one of the actresses said, the producers just told us if you guys are so sensitive, you should leave. Netflix issued a statement saying this. The movie has ridiculous in the title for a reason, because it's ridiculous. It's a broad satire of Western movies and the stereotypes they popularized, featuring diverse cast that is not only part of it, but in on the joke. Racist or not, the movie has a pretty amazing cast. Nick Nolte, Taylor Lautner, Buscemi, John Lovitz, Will Forte, Whitney Cummings, David Spade, Luke Wilson, Blake Shelton, and Vanilla Ice as Mark Twain.
What? That's sure. A lie. Oh, my God.
Anyway, so here's the thing. Meanwhile, there's a picture of Lauren Anthony, the guy who started this big brouhaha, posted just a few days ago of himself standing next to Adam Sandler on the set, saying he felt blessed to be there. Obviously, he changed his mind a few days later.
Wow.
Okay. And it's Adam Sandler, so...
That's interesting. I think we're going to hear more about that. Yikes. I mean, if they named one of the characters, what did you say, Beaver Breath? I feel like I would never see a movie like that.
No. Well, first of all, I wouldn't see an Adam Sandler film. That would be a problem. Beaver's Breath and No Bra.
All right.
Oh, my God.
I don't need to worry about whether I'm Comanche or... But I could. But look, again, if you know, you don't sign up if you're offended. I can understand why Native Americans might be offended at the film. But if you go to work there, that's a different thing. It's called The Ridiculous Six, and you would see the script and say, you know what? This offends me. I'm not going to have anything to do with this, right? Don't you think so?
Well, maybe they just did one of those mass casting call, you know, for extras and stuff like that. And so they don't really see the script if you're on that level. And then they're like, wait, what? You want me to do what?
Major spoiler alert. So this is a spoiler. I've never seen this show, so it doesn't spoil anything for me. I've been busy working or doing something naughty all these years. If you haven't watched last night's Grey's Anatomy yet,
cover
and you've somehow managed to avoid the news, then you might want to turn your radio down for a few seconds here. Because something major happened last night, and we are going to tell you about it, because it's in the news. And by the way, you know, the thing with the spoiler alerts nowadays is... They could go on forever because of the DVR. People don't watch things. I have stuff in there that I recorded a month and a half or 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, spoiler alert. Here we go. You've been warned. McDreamy is dead. That's right. Patrick Dempsey's character, Dr. Derek McDreamy, Shepherd, died. Thanks to an incompetent doctor who treated him after he got run over by a truck. Dempsey is one of the show's original characters, so he's been around for 11 years. And he just signed a 2-year contract extension last year. He says he's just found out his character's fate in February or March. So there you have it.
Wait, oh, the show's not over, but his character is?
Well, he's dead.
But the show will go on?
I guess.
I thought the whole thing ended. Well, it probably did end for most people because they're not going to watch it now that McDreamy's not on.
Yeah.
Well, I think if I were the show's creator, I would have killed him off too. I'm just annoyed by the whole idea of him.
Hey, let's do a classic here from the classic closet. Rodney Dangerfield. Yes, old school here, but jokes about food and health.
You know, when you get old, you get certain signs. I walked past a cemetery, two guys ran after me with shovels. I don't care about sex anymore. To me, food is exciting. I tell you what, me, eating has replaced sex completely. In fact, I had a mirror put in over my kitchen table.
Oh, my God.
So old school.
Oh, the other night I was embarrassed. While I was eating, my kid walked in. I grabbed my napkin. I covered my main dish, you know? Oh, my wife had a mirror put in over our bed. Yeah, she told me she likes to watch herself laugh. Oh, my wife is different. After we have sex, she never wants a cigarette. She says one drag is enough.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I don't get no respect.
I tell you what, nothing comes easy, nothing. Well, last week I went to the track, I shot off the opening gun, they killed my horse. I'll tell you my trouble, I got the wrong doctor. You know my doctor, Dr. Vinnie Boombatz. That's my doctor. Oh, doctor. Yeah. Oh, doctor, forget him, will you? I saw him last week, I told him, Doc, every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, I want to throw up, what's wrong with me? He said, I don't know, but your eyesight is perfect. I went to my call him. I swallowed a bottle of sleeping pills. He told me to have a few drinks and get some rest. He didn't help me lose weight either. He told me to run 5 miles a day for 2 weeks. I called him up. I said, Doc, I'm 70 miles from my house.
I love Rodney. All right, more of the Late Night Late Show wrap-up. And the good news is coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Panagiotakos, the hair doc. I specialize in hair loss for over 40 years. For a limited time, I'm offering 10% off on hair transplants, up to $1,000 in savings. Meet one of my many satisfied patients, hairstylist of the celebrities, Marco.
Hi, I'm Marco. I've been styling hair for 40-plus years. The hair doc designed a plan for my hair loss. Check out my picture at hairdoc.com.
For a free consultation, see Dr. Panagiotakos at 2001 Union Street. Call 922-3344 or visit hairdoc.com.
Dr. Panagiotakos is diamond certified.
Hey, neighbor. Ever suffer from lawn envy? Your neighborhood ace can help. Just stop by Ace this weekend, buy a bag of Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, and get Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Food for free. That's a $15.99 value. You won't find a better deal this season. April 24th through the 26th at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details. Covers 5,000 square feet. Limit 1. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The best part of growing a business is, you know, seeing all your efforts and energy really start to pay off. It's an amazing feeling. At the same time, you know, it's total chaos. You know, you start to lose a little control. You worry that there's just too much to stay on top of. We've reached the point where we need a bank that can help us manage growth. We need resources. We need tools to help streamline back office processes, you know, so we can focus on the fun stuff. Yeah, I expect my bank to work with us.
When it's time, come to Comerica and discover a higher level of business banking. Beyond loans and accounts, we provide businesses with the treasury management resources they need. From cash management to risk assessment, our streamlined processes can help your business grow and thrive. To learn more, visit Comerica Bank and raise your expectations of what a bank can be. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
Here's a mashup. It's a Disney mashup with Mariah. Imagine.
So many things to tell her, but how to make her see.
And you feel the love tonight from the Lion King.
My past impossible.
With Always Be My Baby. How does he do this?
He's holding back, he's hiding from what I can't
decide. I think this is cool.
Why won't it be the king I know he is, the king I see inside? And can you feel the love?
That's cool.
Tonight? The peace the evening brings, the world for once in perfect harmony.
That's the best one. So. These two people, whoever the hell they are, they're internet stars, Todrick Hall and Shoshana Bean, they combine all these Disney songs with, you know, pop culture songs. That one I like. There are other ones I didn't care for that much. So, let's see here. You need to find somebody to meet tonight. I can tell you the best places.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Meetup.com. Have you done meetup.com yet?
I know they about it, but...
Yeah, they have a ridiculous amount of groups for every interest. I mean, anything you can think of.
Yeah.
If you hit them up enough, you're going to find somebody to connect with.
And a lot of times it's more professional stuff. Like, hey, I'm a social media person. Me too. Oh.
Well, the dog park, a concert, yes. Game night, all right. Oh, what is the game we want to play in here?
Cards Against Humanity.
Cards Against Humanity. Yes, but we need 3 or 4 people. And then we're going to play Cards Against Humanity live on the air.
Okay.
And yeah, it'll probably be a Friday
night
thing.
Maybe we'll recruit because people from the audience.
Yes, it's Cards Against Humanity. It's incredibly offensive. It's off the charts offensive.
Got Drex written all over it.
Oh, my God. Faux show. I'm all about it, and we're going to play. Maybe we'll ask for some volunteers. You can tweet us. If you're in, you know, in downtown, and we highly vet you at Generation Drex. Okay. Hit us up. What, Heather? I'll let you do the vetting process.
Yes. Okay. I'm good at this because I have to vet my OkCupid dates.
Sure. You know which way to swipe. All right. And the number one place to meet someone is Trader Joe's.
What?
Yes, Trader Joe's.
That has never happened to me. How long do I have to stay there?
You know, well... I mean, you know, I do find that people do have conversation at TJ's. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't looking for any of that business, but I've had conversations with people.
I have talked to people about wine, or if I see them selecting something, go, oh, is that good? Have you had it? Or are you just about to try it now? Because some, you know, their food, some of it's so great, and then you're like, ugh, flop, I'll never buy that again.
Okay, let's talk about dogs because we usually talk about cats. Let's talk about dogs. Dogs don't remember. That's right. As much as we love them, and we do.
But we think that they do because they're like, I am not getting in that car because last time I did, you got me clipped.
Our dogs recognize me, and they're always happy to see me. Yes, that's true. Dogs are always smart and successful creatures. Our dogs
successful?
Have learned. Yes, that's right. They are successful creatures. Our dogs have learned several cute tricks, but dogs and other non-human animals are missing something that we take for granted: episodic memory. Dogs don't remember what happened yesterday, and they don't plan for tomorrow.
Good Lord, I want to be a dog.
That's true. I know. Thank God. Can you imagine? Maybe that's why we love them so much.
Trying hard to forget what happened 15 minutes ago.
What happened?
I'm kidding. I don't know. I'm just making it up.
We forget. We forget.
See, I didn't already forget. It worked.
Yes. After you work on it for 3 hours and then do it for 3, I mean, by the time it's over, it's like, that's so.
Your mind is kind of like.
Five days ago. So, your dog displays this particular failure of episodic remembering. If I walk into the backyard and the dog is overjoyed to see me and acts like he hasn't seen me for days, well, if I stay in the backyard, they quickly become bored with me. All right. To go to sleep.
Oh, it's you
lay in
again.
The sun. Okay. Yeah. If I go inside and return after 10 or 15 minutes, the dog is overjoyed to see you once again.
Oh,
and
that's
they act
awesome.
Like they haven't seen you in days because they don't remember the fact
again.
That you were in the backyard just a few minutes ago. They have no episodic memory. just like other non-humans. Wow. They but don't it seems remember like they that have you were a, just there.
A buildup of excitement if it has been a long time, you know, because you always see those little YouTube videos.
I know. I kind of disagree
with
that study.
Yeah, like of a soldier returning after months and months away, and the dog is just beside themselves.
Right, right.
So there's somehow they know it's been a long time.
Well, and here's the thing. My dog knows the time. She knows exactly what time, you know,
it's time
I will
to go
come
for
home.
A walk.
Oh, yeah. And things repeat the same time every day. Like when it's time for her snack, she'll start flinching.
And then she hides under the bed when you start drinking again.
Heather, she does not sleep in my room. Okay.
She could hide anywhere under the couch.
She's sleeping in the significant other's bed.
It's 10:30. It's time for daddy's wine.
Yes, it is. So let's get to it with the good news. So here's the good news. A woman in Utah was at work on Monday when she had a funny feeling that her husband needed help. So she rushed home and found him in their garage, pinned under an SUV that he'd been working on, and saved his life.
I just said, I need to go check on him.
Oh,
working
wow.
on the car. I just believe I was, the spirit told me. So I got out and I heard my husband say, help me, love. And he was in the garage. I thought, it's on him. It's got to be on him, the car. That's what in my head, so I knew immediately. When I came in, he knew I was panicking, and he just slowly said, I'm okay. But I knew he was in a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, call 911. When he says that, I knew it was not good. He was still talking a little. He couldn't breathe that well at all. He said he kept praying for me to come home. I believe that there's angels around us, and in my religion, that my Heavenly Father was with him.
Yeah, and he's expected to make a recovery. So that's the
good
news.
People do die that way. That's, God, wow.
They remember. All right, and you remember to join us. And remember to have a great, safe weekend, especially with it raining out there as you're driving around. And we'll be back, and we will make more on Monday.
Monday's not a holiday, is it?
No.
This time last week, we were like, wow, 420 is coming up.
I know. No, Monday will just be Monday. So we'll talk to you then. The John Bachelor Show is next on KGOA 10.
But I'll drink to a country song. See me drunk in this bar, it ain't over a broken heart. 'Cause I'm drinking to a country song, to another long work week gone. And I'm raising my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round, or I might close this place down. But don't think for a second I'm out.
It's brand new, it's a game changer, and you'll find it only at DGDG. Hey, it's Sean Del Grant of the Del Grant Dealer Group, a.k.a. DGDG.com, and we just made buying a car a whole lot easier.
Check this out. When you visit DGDG.com, you can buy any vehicle with confidence, knowing you'll be getting our exclusive no-brainer price right up front. A no-brainer price based on the KBB.com price advisor from Kelley Blue Book, the trusted resource. Now that makes me happy. So be happy. With a team of non-commissioned product specialists, over 4,000 vehicles in stock, and our brand new exclusive no-brainer pricing based on the KBB.com price advisor. Yep, buying a car is truly a whole lot easier at the Bay Area's largest family-owned automotive group, the Del Grand Dealer Group. Online at DGDG.com. That's DGDG.com.
Thank you.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.